Father, in our previous sermon, we talked about the need for less competition and comparison between Christians and between churches. As the Corinthian church was sternly warned, it's unwise to compare ourselves among ourselves. And we're to be united in Jesus without having divisions among us. Of course, we can't abandon truth for the sake of unity, nor can we try to force unity by conformity. As the Ephesian church was told, in Christ Jesus, enemies of God and of each other have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, for he has made us both one and has broken down in his flesh the dividing wall of hostility, uniting us in one body under one supreme head who compels us to do with what he did. He humbly loved us. He sacrificially served us, and we should do the same for each other. The Roman church was taught that faith in the gospel enables us to worship together as one by not arguing over disputable matters, by respecting others whose convictions differ from ours, by not flaunting our liberty or needlessly provoking those who struggle to grasp their freedom in Christ, and more so by pursuing what promotes peace and builds one another up. As we study your word today, we invite you to make these things true of us as we carry on the mission Jesus started by proclaiming the gospel and bringing your kingdom values to bear on earth. We pray these things in your name.